Hour of the program. You can dial in toll free 855-450-FREE. For those of you just tuning in, we started the show out by continuing a piece that we began last night. The 10 reasons why you have to, says James Altucher, you have to quit your job this year. And he's talking about, you know, the idea of a lot of people don't really like their job. They don't really like what they do. They don't like the people they work for, but they feel like they have to do it because they don't know what else they could do. And, you know, he asks a lot of, I think, challenging questions, important questions, and talks about other people's stories. And we had Michael W. Dean call in from freedomfiends.com, and he talked about leaving his job, which took him 5 years. I mean, he built up a business alongside of, he built up doing his own thing alongside of working at the, in the corporate workaday world. And I think that's probably the easiest way to make that transition, to slowly build up whatever the alternative is. Maybe, you know, you're offering some service or product online, or you're just doing something else locally with customers and clients, like building a client base slowly over time for whatever it is you like to do. That's definitely the easiest way to do it, is to slowly build it and then at one point just decide, all right, it's time. I'm going to cut over and focus all of my time and effort on this thing I like to do as opposed to this job that I have to do. So we're talking about the remaining. We've got the three more on this list of 10 reasons why you have to quit your job this year, and we'll continue those. We'll also take your calls about anything. By the way, we tonight is Ian.
Daryl.
And Mark.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc, which is kind of your thing you're doing on the side to attempt to, I think, break away from the working world at some point. And you can go and get more of Daryl there. He does a weekly podcast, which you would like to become a daily podcast.
Yes, I would love for that to happen. I just need the funding so that I'm not looking for that full-time employment.
Indeed. And people can help you by going to fans.fpp.cc.
Yes.
I think it'd be great to have a daily liberty-oriented news podcast. We don't have that yet. There's always been talk about that happening. There are at least a handful of people talking about doing it right now, and maybe we'll see more than one of them come to fruition.
Let's describe what it would be. I mean, so this would be like a, you know, what, a 5 minute, is that how long these news segments generally are, five minutes?
Yeah, that's industry standard.
So on, you'll listen to the radio, and oftentimes at the top of the hour, they will have on 5 minutes of news, whether it's IR,
AP, ABC, SRN, Fox, IRN, Fox,
IRN, right?
CBS.
There's several different products out there. There's one that's ultra liberal. What was that one that you've got on?
Free Speech Radio News.
Free Speech Radio News. And so, you know, there's a lot of different kind of news media organizations putting out stuff. Some of it is tilted towards different kinds of thought processes. One, you know, it's one thing the Liberty Movement doesn't have.
So back to the remaining three reasons as to things you should do, reasons you should quit your job this year, from JamesAltucher.com. Number 8, excuses. I'm too old. I'm not creative. I need the insurance. I have to raise my kids. I was at a party once, says James. A stunningly beautiful woman came up to me and said, James, how are you? What? Who are you? I said, hey, I'm doing well, but I had no idea who I was talking to. Why would this woman be talking to me? I was too ugly. It took me a few minutes of fake conversation to figure out who she was. It turns out she was the frumpish-looking woman who had been fired 6 months earlier from the job we were at. She had cried as she packed up her cubicle when she was fired. She was out of shape, looked about 30 years older than she was, and now her life was going to go from better to worse. Until she realized that she was out of the zoo. In the George Lucas movie, THX-1138, the name of the main character was THX-1138, everyone's choices are removed, and they all live underground because above ground is radioactive. Finally, THX decides better to die above ground than suffer forever underground, where he wasn't allowed to love. He wasn't free. He makes his way above ground, evading all the guards and the police, and when he gets there, it's sunny. Everyone above ground is beautiful, and they're waiting for him with open arms and kisses. The excuse, but it's radioactive out there, was just to keep him down. This is easy for you to say, people say to me. Some of us have to do this. The now beautiful woman had to do it also. What are you doing now? I asked her. Oh, you know, she said, consulting. But some people say, I can't just go out there and consult. What does that even mean? And to that I answer, okay, I agree with you.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
He says, okay, I agree with you.
Ian and I will be happy with you to consult you on your spoken word format radio program.
It's $100 an hour. For free.
Yeah, I know.
I've got a radio station guy calling me tomorrow that I met at one of the conventions who asked if he could pick my brain a little bit. I'm like, yeah, sure. Call me at whatever time. He goes on. She says, okay, I agree with you. Who am I to argue? If someone insists they need to be in prison, even though the door is unlocked, then I'm not going to argue. They are free to stay there. We'll continue with that list in a moment. We'll go to Sam in the meantime in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
So, Sam, when's the last time you worked in the corporate world?
Oh, man, about 3 or 4 years ago.
How's it feel?
I don't miss it at all. I mean, it really... I got to do a lot of things. I traveled all over the world. I was in sort of a technical sales role and presented to network vice presidents and things like that. Learned a lot from it, grew a lot from it, and when it was time to go, it was definitely, time to go. I just outgrown it, and I really saw what I was doing as kind of contributing to this system that is not something that I really want to support anymore.
Very good. So what did you call about tonight?
There's a story that's kind of been developing this week about the German Bundesbank and the New York Fed. And Germany announced at the beginning of the week that they are going to repatriate their gold from the New York Fed as well as from France.
So this is it's actually going to happen. They had previously talked about this. Germany was, talking about getting their money back from or their gold back from the New York Federal Reserve Bank, and the New York Federal Reserve Bank said no. So actually, they wanted to audit it. They wanted to take look, and then the Federal Reserve Bank said, "Oh, sorry, the gold's wet." And by wet, I mean it had water on it. I guess that they had some kind of leak or something like that so that auditors couldn't come in. I mean, apparently auditors can't wear rubber boots and count gold. I mean, if we're talking about counting, it's one thing if you're talking about, there's been water in the warehouse and all the frosted flakes are ruined. I gotcha. But if there's water in the warehouse and the gold bars, which can't corrode, are a little wet, yeah, like I still want to go in and count them. We're talking about gold bars here.
Right. And now, this is something that's happened before. About a year ago, Venezuela repatriated their gold, and some of that, I believe, was in the New York Fed as well. And they brought back 160 tons of gold bars, and they did it over the course of 2 months. You want to break it up in several shipments for security reasons. But now it came out today that Germany's going to repatriate 300 tons of gold from the New York Fed, and it's going to be done over 7 years. Now, that seems like a ridiculously long amount.
It does seem like a long time.
It does not take that long to ship 300 tons of gold back, and the New York Fed says they claim to have 6,400 tons of gold, but they're going to take 7 years to basically gather that up. And I think the reason that is because they don't have that gold. They don't have it. They've created all of these paper derivatives over the last year. And thanks to people like Max Kaiser and others, the investors are knowing that they need to ask for physical delivery. And because of that, the actual physical stocks are getting pretty slim.
Yeah, this is something that's been reported on a great deal in the precious metals arena, is that, the speculation out there is that there's maybe 10 times as much paper gold as there is real gold. And that's a real problem when people start asking for their paper gold. And one of the reasons that here on Free Talk Live recommend actually owning the precious metal rather than pieces of paper that represent precious metals.
So basically, and Sam, if you want to stick with us, we can bring you back here in a moment to continue the discussion. Basically, these big banks have been selling people gold and silver on paper, and then when they come to them to actually ask for the product, the banks have to run around and figure out how to get the product for them because they don't actually have it.
It could be.
855-453. Well, that's what I've heard from other, you know, in other stories.
Well,
other
this is the New York Federal Reserve, though.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
If you have a cell phone mainly for security and convenience and hate paying for minutes you don't use, then let's talk about Consumer Cellular, the wireless service designed to save money for people who aren't joined at the hip to their cell phones. Our plans start at just $10 and save most people $20 to $30 every month. You don't have to prepay or sign a contract. We even send usage alerts so you can avoid getting charged for overages. And you can change plans anytime without penalties. It's easy to make the switch. When you pick a new phone, the shipping and activation are both free. And we're so sure you'll love our service, it comes with a 100% risk-free guarantee. If Consumer Cellular sounds like your style, get this. We're also the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-337-7121 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-337-7121. 1-800-337-7121.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. We're talking gold, but also we can talk to you about your job and maybe your story if you want to share it with us. If you've successfully left the job world and transitioned to doing your own thing and making it work, What's your story? 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, we will, of course, take your calls about absolutely anything. And Free Talk Live is, we've got a website where you can go and enjoy a variety of features, including our archives, which go back for years on our website. Right there at the top of the page, the last 7 days' worth can be found. And then click into the archive section to go back to late 2006. So all of that's free. Plus, there's our SoundCloud page where you can find episodes of the Edgington Post, which is Mark's interview series that he's been doing for the last couple of years. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. You can get Edgington Post and all the regular Free Talk Live archives there. And if you're already over at freetalklive.com, the SoundCloud link is on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. It's all free.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? Lots of people looking for ammunition right now. At ManVentureOutpost.com, they've got the lowest prices on everything that the outdoor enthusiast might want, whether it's ammunition or knives or scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air gun, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and more. At ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so we're going to continue back here with Sam in Texas. And you were saying, Sam, there's a news story about, I think it was Germany and was it Argentina, that were looking to repatriate their gold?
Venezuela. Completed it last year and brought back 160 tons in 2 months. But now that we have Germany repatriating gold 300 tons from the New York Federal Reserve, and they're saying it's going to take 7 years. And there is certainly a game going on where they're creating this derivatives bubble in the paper market for precious metals, gold and silver. And you guys, Mark, you mentioned 10 to 1 as the ratio. But if you go back to 2010, there's a quote from
Jeff. Tendo, just to clarify before you get to the quote, the ratio being they sell 10 ounces of gold for every 1 ounce that they actually have. Is that what you mean when you say ratio?
Exactly, yeah. There are ETFs, exchange-traded funds like GLD and SLV, where the COMEX and the LBMA, which are the basically the two precious metals over-the-counter markets where you can go and buy shares of GLD or SLV that's supposed to represent physical gold and silver, but in fact it doesn't, or that's the speculation anyway. But going back to 2010, Jeffrey Christensen, who is the head of the CFTC, the body that oversees all of this and makes sure it's all above board, he actually says that there isn't that much physical out there and that the paper options trade in multiples of 100 of the underlying physical market.
Multiples of 100?
That's a quote.
Whoa. So they're selling.
What does that mean?
Well, they're selling the same. They're holding on to 1 ounce of gold and selling it hundreds of times.
So hundreds something to one ratio.
Hundreds.
Exactly.
Is the claim that that Sam's making, that this guy made.
You got to love fractional reserve banking.
Now, where can one find this quote, Sam? Just give it. This is unbelievable.
Search Jeffrey Christensen and gold. And it should come up. I just found the video on YouTube, Jeffrey Christensen on LBMA, physical gold market. It was just in some meeting that didn't catch a lot of attention until somebody found that and said, oh, my gosh, look at this. And if you think about it, why would they need to spread this out over 7 years to send this 300 tons back to Germany? And what I think is happening is that they don't actually have the physical to give to them, and they're going to have to go to the open market and buy it.
Now, I'm just out of curiosity here. I mean, is Germany just not going to say anything when they don't get back the gold they put in? Because I would imagine that, I mean, I guess I'm just imagining here that if I was a country, I would melt gold down into bars and then stamp my little country symbol on it. That you would have, therefore, the German gold, and it would be all piled up, and it'd have that little gold shape, and it'd have a little stamp on it, and when you'd know that was all ours. And when we didn't get back that gold, we'd be like, what the heck? Where's our gold? Optun, where's our gold?
There was another interesting sort of exchange that was dug up from 1930, where the France actually in 1930 repatriated their gold from London, and the France finance minister wrote the UK finance minister, and the response saying, you know, we want our gold back. And the response was, well, you have every right to ask for your money back in gold, but if you do that, it would be very bad. And, of course, we know what happened in 1931. This is a Great Depression. Mm. So I think what they're going to do, the Fed is probably going to print the money to go out on the open market
and buy
this gold. And the reason they have to spread it out over 7 years is buying 400 or 300 tons of gold in any short period of time.
Drastically inflate the price. So.
Yeah, it would go up thousands of dollars an ounce.
I think that's. I think your speculation seems pretty accurate, Sam, and I appreciate the call and the thoughts tonight. Thanks for making it.
Thanks, Sam.
855.
I wonder if they'll pull out some of those tungsten bars that are gold-plated, like what China wound up getting a couple of years ago.
And try to, what, push them on the German government?
Tungsten and gold are close enough in density to where basically a block of gold could be replicated by using a block of tungsten.
And then coating.
And then coating it in like 1/16 of an ounce of gold, or 1/16 of an inch.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what they generally do is, you know, it's not quite that obvious. I mean, you know, they go put, like, drill it out or something like that, and then keep half the gold.
Hmm.
But still,
that would be a really nasty trick to pull on another.
I can hardly imagine that happening. I mean, that's just beyond the pale.
There's been reports that China found some gold bars that apparently came from Fort Knox.
I thought it came from a different place.
My reading of the article, and it could have just been the article that I came across, said that those bars supposedly came from Fort Knox and had been there for decades.
Well, that would certainly be very interesting.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been talking about the 10 reasons why you have to quit your job this year. That's according to James Altucher. And his number 9 reason is it's okay to take baby steps. He says, I can't just quit, people say. I have bills to pay. I get it. Nobody's saying quit today. Before a human being runs a marathon, they learn to crawl, then they take baby steps, then walk, and then run, then exercise every day and stay healthy, then run a marathon. Heck, what am I even talking about? I can't run more than 2 miles without collapsing in agony. I'm a wimp. Make the list right now. Every dream. I want to be a best-selling author. I want to reduce my material needs. I want to have freedom from the worries that I've succumbed to all my life. I want to be healthy. I want to help all the people around me or the people who come into my life. I want everything I do to be a source to help people. I want to only be around people I love, people who love me, and I want to have time for myself. These are not goals. These are themes. Every day, what do I need to do to practice those themes? It starts the moment I wake up. 855-450-FREE. We'll continue here in moments with some suggestions, ideas as to how to get away from the corporate rat race. This is Free Talk Live. Share your story.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Still to come here tonight on Free Talk Live, your calls about whatever's on your mind. Also, Daryl is going to share with us a story about Cuba, and apparently it's good news. So we'll get to that here in a bit. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got a story to tell about your experience. We've been talking throughout most of the show tonight about the 10 reasons why, according to JamesAltucher.com, you have to quit your job this year, and we're about to get through the final step, the final two steps on this list, or the final 2 points. And still love to hear your individual stories. If you have done this successfully, have you left the corporate working world and struck out on your own? What was your story? How, you know, what were the bumps in the road like? How did it work out for you? 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number.
I don't know if you've been keeping an eye on the price for bitcoins, but there's been a little run in the last couple of days. It's gone up from about $1,350 to, I've got it right now, at $1,468.
Damn.
That's a, you know, it's a good number. And it's, frankly, you know, there's not a lot out there moving. There's not a lot making, you know, those kind of swings and having that kind of opportunity for upside. I think that there is a lot of upside. I do believe that it's a good idea to have gold and silver. I also believe it's a good idea to have bitcoins. What are bitcoins? Bitcoins are an online currency. They are peer-to-peer and open source. Peer-to-peer means that they're not controlled by any central authority. They can't be confiscated by a government. Open source means that you can go in and check the code. So you can see that nobody's lying to you. It's not some kind of Ponzi scheme set up so somebody gets rich or something like that. They allow you to send and receive money. on the internet without having to pay any fees. That in and of itself is intrinsic value. People are always talking about the intrinsic value of a gold and silver. I want to make sure that you're clear that there's intrinsic value in bitcoins too. You can get, I'll tell you here shortly how to get bitcoins, but if you want to find out more about bitcoins, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've collected some information there for you. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
So James Altucher says it's okay to take baby steps as far as, you know, it's pretty scary to just cut the cord from a job where you've got that regular paycheck coming in that you can use to pay the bills and then jump right in full time into the world of doing your own thing and, you know, hoping that that pans out. I think most people aren't willing to do that, and that's completely okay. You know, take the time to build it up over time, build up whatever it is that alternative is, the thing that you really want to do. And he's saying that make a list. He says make a list of all the dreams that you have. And he says they're not goals, they're themes. Every day, what do I need to do to practice those themes? It starts the moment I wake up. Who can I help today? I ask the darkness when I open my eyes. Who would you have me help today? I'm a secret agent, and I'm waiting for my mission, ready to receive. This is how you take baby steps, he says, and this is how, eventually, you run towards freedom. Because ultimately, if you are going to strike out on your own, then you've got to be able to help people. Like, if you don't give people what they want, then you're not going to get what you want in return, which is something to keep yourself alive with and enjoy your life.
Yeah, I think that that's the best piece of advice, is basically I learned it from Zig Ziglar, is that you get what you want by helping other people get what they want.
It's true.
And that's
one of life's most important lessons.
I think it is. I think it's a very important lesson.
So that's something you should focus on. You know, is there something that you love to do? That's something to think about. And how can you take what you love to do and turn it into something where you're helping people get what they want? I mean, that's the ideal, right? Because you could always help people get what they want and you don't really like it that much. But the ideal would be to love every moment of whatever it is you're doing to help people get what they want. So if you can figure out what that is, what unique product or service it is that you can provide that you think other people are going to want, then you've got it.
You know,
then you just have to make it happen.
This was one of those hard things for me when I got out of prison. I sort of looked around and I was like, well, what do I love to do? I found that starting out the business that I wanted to start up was going to be more difficult than I had imagined, that it was just going to be a lot more cash outlay than I thought it was going to be. And, there's licenses and all those things. So I was kind of looking around and saying, well, what do I like to do? Not what do I do? What am I good at? What have I experienced at this point? But what do I like to do? And I didn't really come up with anything. I liked playing video games, and I didn't see how anybody was going to pay me to do that.
There are actually people that get paid to do that now.
I believe
game
that
testers,
there are.
You mean?
Well, there's game testers, plus there are actual professional gamers that go around to gaming competitions and win money by being really good at a variety of video games.
That's one of those I want to be a basketball star dreams, and I don't think that's the way you want to go. I mean, look, if that's what you want to pursue, then by all means, don't let me talk you out of it. But I don't see how that gives someone else what they want. That seems like a thrill-seeking or a glory-seeking kind of position to come from.
I tend to agree. It's hard. When you're in direct competition, that means that there's one winner and many losers. And I don't like that particular, game. I don't want to play that game. I like the game where everybody wins. And, I hope that I can, make that happen. It's one of the reasons I really like advertising. And I like, I like to work at a place where, I know that my advertisers are going to see results. Because in this game, people get a product for free. The listeners get a product for free. Otherwise, you'd have to pay for it. In this game, an advertiser gets to buy eyes and ears that they need in order to sell their product. In this game, I get to produce a show and do a job that is, frankly, a dream job. And all of this is a win-win-win situation. This is how we can make it happen. By the way, Ian, I used your computer today, and you had AdBlock turned on. And I'd like to say that when you surf the internet with AdBlock, you're kind of not jilting. I don't know that that's exactly the right word, but you're a freeloader. If you're out there turning off the ads on websites that you're visiting, that's how websites make money. And You shouldn't be turning off their ads.
Every time you use ad block, a puppy dies, Ian.
I really
want puppies to die. Why do you hate puppies?
Maybe they should just come up with more creative ways to reach me.
Why should they? They're putting out content that you want to consume, but you're not watching the ads. What is it that you don't like about the ads? Are you just recalcitrant?
I don't know. They just get in the way.
In the way?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You know, like play a YouTube video and there's an ad there in front of it.
Uh-huh.
I don't like watching those.
That stops it somehow?
Yep, sure does.
Well, that's
takes it right out.
I don't like watching it either, but, you know, they give you 5 seconds, and then you click on it again, and you get to watch it.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL
CAI. Ain't nothing free, man.
He hates puppies, Martin.
All right, puppies. Let's go to Davi, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. There are some websites that are exempt from the ad block, so not all of them are blocked.
Mm.
Davi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call in because you're right on topic for me. I recently lost my job, and I'm now full-time freelance.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you've been kind of thrown into it.
I believe this is the Muslim agorist Davi Barker.
It is. It is.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I was sort of preparing for it. Mm. And so it wasn't completely like, you know, being thrown overboard. But it did happen before I was going to do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I landed fine. So I was probably procrastinating.
So what you're saying is you were just kind of letting it ride with the job, keeping going, even though maybe you would have been fine 6 months ago jumping ship or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. And so I kind of wanted to just talk about it because I did a lot of the things that you guys have talked about, like building side projects on my free time or, you know, like a lot of the, like Mark was saying, that you build goodwill with people. A lot of the work that I was doing for free when I had a job, I emailed everybody and let them know that I had lost my job, and now those are paying clients.
Yeah, I think you can build up, you know, goodwill. And also, people are aware when they get something for free that, you know, timing and quality are an issue. That, you know, it's somebody's going to put a lot more focus into doing something, a particular job, if they're getting paid to do it.
This is one of those situations. I want you to hang on, Davi. We're going to bring you back here, continue your story. This is one of those situations where life kind of pushes you into something, right? I mean, he was prepared, and that's good. And it's another reason to have something going on the side, something you're building up as a backup plan, just in case all of a sudden you get a pink slip. 855-450-FREE. But that was, you know, life saying, here you go, here's a hint, you're fired. More coming up. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple. When you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Ha ha! Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You're fired! Free Talk Live. A lot of people have heard those words and have been pretty scared. Because it means the paycheck's not going to come after another couple weeks. And what do you do then? Well, for some people, that is those are two of the best words you can absolutely hear. Because finally, it's like saying you're free. You no longer have the responsibility of coming to this workplace and doing these things that you might not have liked or really enjoyed doing. But obviously, you should figure out what to do instead. And in Dobby Barker's case, he's the Muslim agorist. We're going to continue his story here in moments. In Dobby's case, he had something going that he could kind of fall back to and focus all of his efforts on at that point. We were talking about building up alongside of working your job, building up your career, your thing that you really want to do, your own business, your product or service that you can offer to the marketplace and give people whatever it is, give people what they want, so in return you can get what you want. Now, Dobby, you are the Muslim agorist. Didn't you used to be the Muslim anarchist, or am I misremembering?
I was labeled the Muslim anarchist when Dale Everett posted one of my comics, and that was fine. I mean, like, to me, that's splitting hairs. I don't identify as an anarchist because I find the term, you know, I just don't like the connotations. But
I agree.
In an intellectual discussion with a like-minded person, I'm not going to run away from the word.
Where do you blog? You've got a website, right?
I blog all over the place now. I mainly blog for Silver Circle, and that's at silverunderground.com.
Okay.
But I also write for examiner.com. I just signed up with an interfaith group called pathos.com. So this is kind of what I wanted to talk about. Mark and I talked about this about a year ago when I wrote an article about the financial viability of Liberty projects. And I think that it's the same with freelance work, and that is that it's just like investing, and that is that you have to diversify and you have to have many income streams, because if one of them doesn't work out, you're always going to want to have something else going on all the time, so you don't just have one job. And I think that's why people panic when they get laid off or fired, is because they have lost the only thing they were invested in.
Right.
So I've diversified. I'm now blogging all over the place. I'm doing graphic design for a lot of different clients. I've launched some products on my website. I've got my first book coming out now.
Do you get paid for blogging?
Yeah, I do.
Wow, because that's not a lot of people that are doing that.
Yeah, I started at examiner.com, and they were paying me about a penny per unique hit, which was like $5 a month.
Okay.
But since then, now I pretty much I won't blog unless the place will pay me, because, I mean, it's just not worth my time. So Daily Anarchist is paying me, and Silver Circle is paying me, and Pathos is paying me. And so, yeah, I'm a paid writer.
Fantastic. And that's something you can pick up and take with you, too. So I don't know if your plan is to come to New Hampshire at some point. But
oh, yeah. I love that model of getting a penny or some amount of money, two pennies, whatever, per click on your page, because that says, this many people want to read it. Plus, you can go out and promote your own stuff, too. So,
yeah.
You're getting $5 if you get 500 hits, but if you get, you get 50,000, you're getting a pretty good payday.
Oh, yeah. Not to mention, nothing is quite motivating like that either. Like knowing that you're responsible for promoting your article and you're not being paid for the time you spent writing. You're being paid for how valuable it was to the readers. That's very motivating, and also sometimes things go viral. I've had a couple of articles that hit like 10,000, 20,000 hits, and when you're paid per hit, I mean that's like food that month,
Right.
Very nice. So I'm glad to hear that it's worked out for you. But it was a little scary, right? When you first lost the job, you weren't quite sure you were ready for it, but it turned out you were more ready than you thought you were. Tell me more about that.
Well, it was scary until I got home. By the time I got home from work that day, I really felt like I was all fine. Okay.
That's good.
So, but that's because I had spent the year before that, like, laying the groundwork, right? And I had, like, formed relationships with a lot of people in New Hampshire, especially I do a lot of graphics work for people. And, so I know that there is a community around me that knows who I am and knows what I do, and they admire my graphics work and my writing and everything. So, I didn't really panic the way I think a lot of people did. My wife kind of panicked.
Yeah.
And I think she's not convinced yet that this is going to work, but it's working so far.
Fantastic.
I'm not 100% sure my wife's. I'm certain my mother's not convinced this is going to work yet.
Yeah, that's true too.
Davi, thanks for sharing your story. Anything else that you want to throw out there about it?
No, that's it.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Diversify your projects is my advice to anybody doing this.
Excellent. And when's your next plan to come up to New Hampshire?
I'll be there for Liberty Forum.
For the Liberty Forum.
Fantastic.
And hopefully Davi will be signing copies of his book that comes out.
Which book is this?
Voluntary Islam.
Ah, excellent.
Files got shipped to the printer today.
And you're the publisher?
I am the publisher. So the plan is to have the book available for Liberty Forum.
Also at Liberty Forum, he'll be showing his wares from shinybadges.com.
That's one of your new ventures.
Shiny Badges. I'm also bringing my replicas of the Shire Society Declaration and
all the
cabling for Don't Tread on Meme and for Silver Circle. I am embedded in the community at this point.
And you're not going to have any time to enjoy the forum. You were working the whole time. Thanks for the call tonight, Davi. Look forward to seeing you there. And, of course, we're talking about the upcoming Free State Project Liberty Forum, which is going to be happening February 21st through the 24th. It's the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel. Beautiful, beautiful hotel.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And I did talk to Chris Lawless, who is the organizer of the Liberty Forum today. He did confirm the rumors that I had heard. The hotel is almost sold out.
It's getting tight.
So
get your room now.
Because
otherwise what's going to be happening is, A, you're going to have to get a room down the street, and that's no fun. Or, B, you're going to be going around saying, hey, can I crash in your floor? And that's going to be going on. There's going to be a lot of people doing it, and they're going to have a lot of success with it. I have a friend of mine who's going, actually, and he's looking to share a room. He figures, rightly, he'll be able to find somebody there to share a room with him, I'm certain.
The Free State Project Forum can help you out with that, too. If you go to forum.freestateproject.org. There's usually, there's a Liberty Forum area there that you can post in and say, hey, I'm looking for roommates for the Liberty Forum, to save yourself a few extra bucks.
At this point, it's not even saving yourself a few extra bucks.
Finding a room.
It's a necessity.
Yeah, so it's not sold out. They're not sold out yet,
yeah.
But they're getting there. So if you've been procrastinating about this,
you're going to be sorry.
You should make a move soon. I mean, we're still over a month away from this event. It's February 21st through the 24th, so you definitely want to get on the get on this. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, learn more about the event. You can get signed up there, register for $209. That includes five meals, which most of them are buffet meals, so plenty of food. And there's also
buffet meals now. Usually, it used to be they'd serve you. Right,
there's going to be one fancy banquet dinner that I know of. There may be two banquet dinners, but there is going to be two buffet lunches, one buffet breakfast, and maybe one of the two dinners will end up being a buffet dinner.
You do love a buffet, don't you?
Especially good food. So you can go with the meal ticket version, or you can go with the one that doesn't have the meals included for, I think it's $109 versus $209. But either ticket, whichever one you go with, if you use discount code FTL2013, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, FTL2013, then you'll get 10% off of your order.
Plus, I noticed today I was on the website, they have the day passes available as well.
Which I believe you can also get 10% off. So, if you can only show up for Saturday, then you want to get the day pass, and that's always a good deal. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We're going to be broadcasting live. Oh, and by the way, there's been a new announcement for guest speakers. You know, they're always adding new guest speakers.
Right.
And Tom Woods, of course, is the big name keynote speaker this year. Declan McCullough, Cory Doctorow, Jeffrey Tucker, Jack Spirko, all these guys are going to be there speaking. And just announced, the artist behind the drone posters in New York City.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. You know, we talked to you about this on Free Talk Live several weeks ago when he got busted. We talked about it when the posters were making news, when no one knew who the artist was. Then several weeks later, they figured out who it was. He got busted. He's facing multiple misdemeanor criminal charges for basically using the New York Police Department's logo without their permission. And
well, I think that the... One of the more relevant complaints is that he somehow jimmied the locks on their little.
He didn't actually buy the ad space.
I do not believe that that's the case. No, I believe.
Oh,
he,
interesting.
Whatever. If you call it art, I think you get away. You get a little more leeway with things. But
the posters are brilliant. If you look up NYPD drone posters on Google, it'll probably come up. There are these blue posters. They're kind of made in iPod style with silhouette figures on them and like a silhouette drone dropping bombs on a family and New York Police Department keeping you safe, things like that. It was really a brilliant campaign. This guy's going to be speaking at the Liberty Forum, so that's pretty exciting. And still more speakers to be announced, but you don't need to be waiting at this point. Don't wait for whoever the keynote speaker is going to be on Friday night, because by that time, this hotel is going to be sold out and you are going to have to walk up the road to some other hotel. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Quantum Vibe. It's here 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.